Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. On Friday, February 27th, see the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars starting at 7 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A, tickets available online. On Saturday, February 28th, starting at 4 p.m., join the Dominican Student Association for Noche de la Independencia, a vibrant celebration of Dominican Independence Day, heritage, and community, happening at the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Sunday, March 1st, happening at 3 p.m., join WONI for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, room 303. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, guys. It is me again. I know, annoying. She's talking again. Why is she on the radio again? Yeah, same. I don't like to hear myself talk on the radio. Hence why I don't listen to this. But, yeah, hope you guys are liking the music. Hopefully today everyone's having a good Friday and a good week. I've actually had an exam every single day this week, including today. And next week, presentation start. Oh, I'm having so much fun, guys. Hopefully you can hear the sarcastic tone in my voice. But yeah, I'm burnt out and tired, but I have so much work to do. But I'm actually getting it done while the music is playing. So I'm being very productive and I'm really proud of myself. But yeah, hopefully you guys are liking the music. Again, I have no idea what genre this is. Not even rock. Indie? Yeah, I don't know. Someone answer the question for me. Or just don't tell me. I sound stupid right now. But I'm going to give you guys back music. You have currently been listening to a lot of TV Girl, Biba Doobie, Drug Dealer. I'm trying to remember what else without looking at my playlist right now, but I can't remember. And now I'm going to give you The Cure, The Psychedelic Furs, some more Smashing Pumpkins, and some more other stuff that I also have not ever heard before. So, yeah. So, here we go.
Thank you.
Half hour, but won't get into it. If you know, you know. But yeah, I'm back for another little half hour report. I've gotten a lot of work done so far, but not close to done yet. So yeah. And what time is it? 5:30. Whew. 5:30. All right. But yeah. Shout out to some people who I know are not listening, but happy birthday. I got maybe like 3 birthdays coming up and like 2 that just passed, including my own. But, yeah, I know you guys aren't listening, but happy birthday. Kind of crazy that there's so many now and kind of unfortunate that I don't get to see them, but yeah, it's good time to be alive, I guess. I've had a pretty good week other than all the exams. But yeah, I don't know. I've just been kind of really happy. So hopefully everybody else is happy. But yeah, I don't know. I don't have much to talk about. My life is not that interesting. But yeah, 1 week closer to break, guys. That's pretty exciting. So that's something to be happy about. But yeah. Everybody have a good weekend. Maybe I'll come back at the next half hour. Maybe I won't. So yeah, we'll see. The music will be back on. Here we go.
Did it all for you to say you never wanted me that way. Now the ducks have had their meat, I think I'll go plug in the rain. Thank you.
say she's bad, but they don't see the way she is with me. P is for the pain, for the way she makes me feel so dead. Q is for the
figure it out. pretty smart, but I'm running back to you and breaking my fall. This is something I hadn't done before. Pretty smart, but I'm running back to you and breaking my fall. This is something I haven't done before.
Guys, it is me again. This is my last little chat with you for this 2 hour show. I just wanted to get on here a little early I think this is all our time. Good job. You think after 2 hours I would just do that? Your birthday or your birthday coming up, happy birthday. So yeah, I'm gonna do automation back. Hopefully you get it done. You know what? No. I didn't really go down it. But whatever. Bye, guys.
hillside, shadows chase the dawn. Your name is carved where the whirlwinds have gone. Black flowers burn, violet fades to grey. Still I hear your laughter tearing through the rain. I can't escape the storm you gave me. Constant lightning in my veins. Every echo calls your name. Of mirrored features, hungry eyes. I feel like home, still you pull away. You disappear to somewhere dark so far away. I can't escape the storm you gave me. Constant lightning in my veins. Every echo calls your name, flash your name.
Number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update.